Well, let's discuss that a bit further with Mr. Usama Al-Aradi, who is the president of the Bahraini Medical Association, who's joining us live now via Skype from Detroit. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, why is the Bahraini monarchy so insistent on hosting this F1 race, and why is it so important?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As you know, the Formula One is an international event, and, you know, Bahrain wants to brighten its image in the world. As you know, Bahrain has really a very ugly image that it created to its own by torturing, killing, jailing, and oppressing its own people. And as you know, they have really worked very, very hard to brighten their image in the world. So this event, when it is held, they say, hey, everything is okay in Bahrain. There are no problems going on in Bahrain. As you know, they prevented many, many journalists from getting inside Bahrain to cover what's going on in Bahrain. Not only that, but as you know, Bahraini government is financing major public relation firms to brighten its image abroad, and they pay millions and millions of dollars every day to do that. As you know, they paid the CNN to prevent them from publishing a report that Amber Lyon made about a year ago. So they want to say, oh, there's nothing going on in Bahrain. See, we are holding a sport, an international sport in Bahrain. Everything is okay. But, you know, the Bahraini people are not silent. You know, they are protesting. They will protest every day. This is announced by the major opposition parties. And by February 14, youth, they are going to protest every day during the Formula One. The Bahraini government is trying to suppress these protests. They are holding a massive arrest in the villages here and there just to prevent people and to try to prevent them from protesting. But as you know, they will not succeed in doing that. You know, this is really something that the world should be aware of, what is going on in Bahrain at the time when the government is trying to hold this this sport event. There are people who are in jail. There are people who are tortured. There are doctors, there are physicians, there are nurses who are in jail. The political leaders are in jail. Till today, there are nightly attacks on houses, breaking the doors, getting toxic gas inside the houses. This is ongoing. And, you know, the world has to be made aware of these things that are going in Bahrain. Bahrain is trying its best to hide and to suppress what is going on in Bahrain. That's why they are not allowing people to go into the capital, Manama. They are, you know, as you know, people are not staying silent. They are protesting wherever they can. Again, this is really a shame on the world because, you know, as you mentioned, the Human Rights Watch issued its own statement today condemning the regime in Bahrain that, you know, what they are doing and you know, these massive arrests that's happening. On the other hand, if you hear the news today, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Khalid bin Ahmed Al Khalifa, announces in Bahrain that, you know, the opposition, you know, they are listening to what Iran says, and they're trying to blame that what's going on in Bahrain by the opposition parties, you know, blaming them that they're belonging to Iran, you know, and they're infidels, and, you know, and they are destroying the country, you know. That's what is the attitude of the officials of the government of Bahrain.
I do apologize for interrupting you, sir, but we will have to leave it there for now as we have run out of time. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Usama Al-Aradi, president of the Bahraini Medical Association, speaking to us live from Detroit.